thought you were streaming a lot. You've got nothing on Gray Drake. Here she is with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we get to talking about Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the story went viral this week in Wisconsin. Some guy got some calves at the state fair, and then he, you know, had to hit the McDonald's drive-thru on the way home, of course, with the calves in the back seat. And so it went viral, people talking about seeing this guy in the McDonald's drive-thru. And I'm just wondering, out in L.A., what's the weirdest thing you've seen somebody driving in the car with?
Oh, for God's sake, what a question. In Los Angeles, I don't know that I've seen anything unusual inside the car because I'm purposely not looking at people. Right. But we have so many notable cars driving around the city. And I'm talking cars that are covered in AstroTurf with fake flowers on the roof. Like, we've got all kinds, like a VW van with, like, a miniature city. I mean, we've got all kinds of weird stuff. And people are generally trying to get attention so their car can be in a movie.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, one of the weird ones I've seen recently that was new was a Prius, and it had like a little tiny face with blonde hair all over it, every single surface of the Prius. And I was like, I said to Steve, I was like, is that JoJo Siwa? And I went home and Googled it, and it actually was.
Oh, oh my gosh. That's awesome.
That is funny. That is there a great big bow somewhere on it?
Right, right.
Yeah, everywhere on it, Colleen.
Everywhere, okay.
All right, let's now hear a clip from the movie Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
My name's not technically Sean.
What is it?
It's Shang-Chi.
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 Shang.
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 You change your name from Shang to Sean?
I think they're not going to get to the Ten Rings if this keeps up.
I mean, this is a real who's on first.
Oh, Lordy. This was a movie I was so excited to actually get to go back to an in-person premiere. And it was such a momentous occasion because we have seen so many origin stories at this point in our superhero viewing that I was like, how are they possibly going to make another origin story interesting? And the answer is they are going to hire an amazing cast, an incredible director and writer, and they are going to present us with something that we have never quite seen ever before. I like spoiler alert, I liked this movie so much that it made me wonder if I'm getting out enough.
Have I lowered my standards?
I was like, I am having so much fun watching this. And so in that clip, you heard Sean and his best friend played by Awkwafina as Katie. And they are besties when all of a sudden Sean's past catches up to him in a huge way. And he's moved to San Francisco. He thought that he was free from all of the trouble that he grew up with, and he unfortunately definitely was not. So he has to go back to his homeland, and he has to figure out, like, exactly how to straighten all this madness out without getting killed, right? I'm being purposely vague because you kind of already know stories like this, and it doesn't matter because what you'll see in this one is, it's like, it's fun. There are creatures. The fighting is like Jackie Chan-inspired awesomeness, and it is really deeply funny, but not too much. I was like, oh my God, it was really fun, you guys. I'm really impressed, and I definitely think watching this made me feel like I was Gray Drake in Marvel Phase 1 watching Like no kidding, like Iron Man level. I was like,
wow.
Dang.
My superhero spirit was restored by this movie. I just can't say enough good things, and I loved it. I definitely would encourage everybody to support this movie this weekend, and you know, make sure that you send a message to Marvel that you want them to put effort into these movies.
Wow.
All right.
You sound rejuvenated. You remind me of how I sound on Sunday nights, getting ready for the week. It's going to be a great week. Everything's going to be different and changed. And, well, then there's Monday.
Then what happens? You see us? Are we to blame for his attitude?
Oh, yes. We're not a part of it. Wow.
Well, maybe we could be his Shang-Chi.
All right. Gray Drake joins us every week to talk about the movies. And, of course, though, you can get your fix of Gray anytime you want because she's on YouTube, has her own channel. It's called The Gray Area, and Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. Glad to hear you so happy and back out doing premieres and having a life again, Gray. It sounds fantastic.
Aww. Thank you. Me too. It's so nice to be out of the living room.
You have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
You can listen to us without ever having to receive a wait for a password authentication text. So annoying. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.